broadcasting from Indianapolis, Indiana.
USA.
You're listening to Forgotten Favorites. On the Worldwide Legend.
Visit our new website at legendoldies.com. Request a song. See what's currently playing. View the weekly schedule in your local time zone and learn more about your favorite DJs. Listen to talk shows when you want with your computer, Victor Stream, or iPhone, including All Things Radio, ATR Extra, Coffee Club, and Sports Lounge Live. Connect to our Zoom voice chat rooms to talk with us live using your computer, iPhone, or telephone. All this and much more at legendoldies.com. Welcome to Sports Lounge Live, a weekly talk show covering baseball, basketball, football, NASCAR, plus the latest sports news, both pro and college. Hear past talk shows on your phone by calling the Conversation Station or as a podcast on your iPhone, Victor Stream, or computer. Visit legendoldies.com for links to automatically connect via your computer or iPhone. Call the sports aficionados at area code 646-876-9923 and enter the PIN 287-723-4600, followed by the pound key twice. And now, your hosts, Chris Devon, Perry Lester, Sean Platts, and Bill Sparks.
Well, a very good evening from Southwest Florida. I'm Bill Sparks, along with, well, Sean, Chris, and Perry, and Shelley's in the room, and Jerry, and there'll be thousands of others before we get finished.
Absolutely.
Here. Yeah. I'm going to turn it over.
Out the door.
Yeah.
There it is.
I'm going to turn it over to Sean this week and just skip Chris. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I was going to give the date of the show and the number and everything.
I'll let Chris. I will let Chris handle his
part. Thank you, Sean.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean. Okay. All right. This is the show for March 3rd, because I think it's good to label these podcasts, because you don't always know. We just start talking about stuff. You may not know where we are in history. March 3rd, 2019. Happy March, everybody. Show number 31. So we're getting grizzled here. And so we've got a few issues to cover tonight. We're going to start with baseball. It's been really the topic of the week with all the signings and the crazy things that have been going on. And it certainly will get into a discussion of the structure of baseball, because that's a lot of what this is involved with the salaries and why these things take so long, et cetera. And we'll do baseball. Then we're going to switch over and do a quick run through football. There's a couple of football items that are pending. Then we're going to do basketball, pro and college, a lot on college as we get closer to the tournament. This is, after all, March Madness this month. And so we're going to be getting ready for the tournament, and we'll be talking about that and how things look. And then we'll do, of course, our hockey and then anything else that may come up. But Sean now, who Bill just wants to give the store to here, will go through and and do his thing about all the ways to hear the show and experience all this wonderfulness.
And we may have our NASCAR update from Pierre. I don't know. He might be brokenhearted because Texas swept LSU in baseball, you know, 3-0. But anyway, we may hear from him. But just a few things that we want to plug. First of all, Ringside Robert, who is here when he can, check out his Ringside Reporter podcast, ringsidereporter.com, or, you know, all the different ways to catch it, or 773-572-7781. Also, my pro wrestling line, Shooting the Bleep with Sean, 773-572-7867. I'm talking about the top pro wrestlers from the state of Texas on there. And, of course, you can leave us a message, 773-572-7715. When you hear the greeting, hit the pound key. Do not make it private. And the reason I'm telling you to hit the pound key is our buddy Scott from the Conversation Station, who's been a loyal supporter of Sports Lounge Live, is in the hospital, had the flu, pneumonia. Apparently he's in ICU. He's on oxygen. He's been very loyal, so obviously it will not be over there, but one of the ways you will be able to listen, and we'll talk about that later when we tell you how to listen, is on that number I just gave you, 773-572-7715. But like I said, just hit the pound key to leave a message. That way you don't have to hear the whole show again, unless you want to. But, you know, but anyway, you can call in, download the Zoom app, or dial 646-876-9923. When you're here, 287-723 4600, hit the pound key twice. Star 6 mutes you. Star 6 unmutes you. Star 9 raises your hand to ask a question. Alt Y raises your hand on the computer. So let's get into some baseball, man. Some kind of a big story in baseball, a $330 million big story, maybe?
Absolutely. Bryce Harper is the latest to sign. He signed a 13-year, $330 million contract with the Phillies. And the interesting thing about that contract is normally there are opt-outs in these deals, you know, where the player can opt out or what have you. Not the case in this one. This is a 13-year, $330 million deal, complete no trade, no opt-outs or anything. So that's a big deal for the Phillies.
Yeah. And then another signing that was big, too, is Nolan Arenado signed a $255 million contract for 8 years with Colorado. He was already there, but that's more money per year than Bryce Harper is getting, actually. So sometimes people want the bucks per year. Sometimes they want the longevity or whatever, and it's a little bit of a ratio of both back and forth, you know, in these negotiations.
Yeah, and the big deal on the Bryce Harper, I think he said the big deal was the no trade and the no opt-out because he had offers that were shorter and better, but according to him, now this is his blooper. He said he wanted to finish the career in Washington and be on Broad Street. He forgot what city he was on in the press conference, but hey, on Broad Street where he, of course, yeah, he got a little distracted, and then he did later correct himself, but here's the thing. When his career finishes, or when this contract finishes in 2031, there will still be 4 more years left to pay Bobby Bonilla.
That's important. When is Bobby Bonilla Day, by the way?
July 1st, I think.
July 1st. Okay, that's good. NBA signing day and Bobby Bonilla Day are the same day.
Well, NBA, not NBA signing day, but the beginning of the NBA physical
NBA announcement
year.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah, when they can start negotiating. But, yeah, Bobby Bonilla Day is also that same day.
And I think with what really hurt the Nationals, yes, they made a $300 million offer. But as we learned this week, at least $100 million of that $300 was going to be deferred money, and they were going to be paying Bryce Harper till he was at least 60 years old. So
they were going to have a Bryce Harper day, too.
Correct, along with Bobby Bonilla day.
Right, another day. Probably
they got a 610 area code, probably from the Philadelphia area.
Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania area, somewhere.
So this is my first time, so I hope I'm doing this right, and I'm going to speak as quickly as I can. The name is Donald.
Take your time.
Pennsylvania. Thank you. Near Allentown, but yes, it is near Philadelphia. And yes, the Bryce Harper, that is obviously extremely exciting. I root for the Baltimore Orioles, but also now more for the Phillies since they've been doing so well.
Yeah,
the Orioles only won 47 games last year. Now, this is from a media perspective, which I'm hoping I'm doing this right, that the Phillies are on 94 WIP in Philadelphia.
Correct.
Now, in the Lehigh Valley, unless you fellas know something I don't know, in our Lehigh Valley, in the Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton area, the Phillies games are broadcast. They're broadcast on 1470 AM, WSAN. But the problem is, and I don't want to be politically incorrect, they're in Spanish. So in other words, in the Lehigh Valley, you can't. There's not a local station that broadcasts the Phillies in English. And I guess that's just a sign of the times.
Well, how well does WIP come in your area? Does it come in okay?
It comes in okay, but I've got FM interference. See, I use computer. I use the internet, but I don't mind having radio as an option.
Right.
And there's FM interference. Go ahead.
Maybe our buddy Jerry out there. Jerry, that may be a little far for you. Would you know of another station nearby that maybe he could go find and maybe pick up?
No, there is.
Well, I don't know if we'd be able to get WEEU in Reading or WARM in Scranton. I'm not sure if WARM's still carrying the Phillies or not.
EEU definitely does on 8:30. The trouble is, once you hit sundown, they do have to drop their pattern.
Right. Yes, they do.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But I do have game day audio, so it is an option for me.
Yeah.
And I also have XM, but I just think it's just interesting here in like I said, I wouldn't be
a bit surprised if now that with this contract signed and the Phillies are now going to be more of a factor, I would not be at all surprised if they don't add affiliates after this.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
That does happen.
I hope so. I hope you're absolutely right, because, I mean, I think radio should still be an option. Not everybody has the internet.
No, or you're out somewhere and you just have your radio with you. You just want to hear the game. You're, you know, going somewhere. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but and believe me, $200 million, let's say that's true about the deferment. My goodness, that's amazing that that stopped him from signing. Don't misunderstand me. It's not sour grapes. I'm a Phillies fan. I'm looking forward to hearing Bryce Harper. Yeah, but boy, is it. And it, I heard some of the press conference, and I got to be super honest. It sounded too pristine. It sounded too wonderful, you know, family, this and that.
If they gave me $330 million, though, I'd be so happy. I might be nice, too. You know,
well,
you never know.
It sounded fake to me.
So go Phillies and go Orioles, but this is, like I said, Copley, Pennsylvania. It's near Allentown.
Okay.
All right, well, check in anytime, Donald. Feel free to check in, hang out. If you have anything else to say throughout the show, feel free. Raise your hand.
That's right. Come back in. But actually, just talk about baseball in general, because this has been brought up in our sports group, and actually a Phillies fan who's a little bit skittish about this whole thing, because, I mean, she's kind of, you know, fascinated by it, but 13 years is so long, and how's this guy going to keep his incentive up? And he has had a few. He's not like Machado, but he's had a few attitude issues and stuff. And then we've had a discussion. Should there be a salary cap? And we were kind of saying, yes, there should. Now, you'd have to grandfather it in with new players, because obviously you can't do anything about contracts that are already signed and everything. But the players, see, this is a problem. This is where baseball, if they really push for that in 2022 when they're talking about having negotiations, this is an either-or. This is like you're married to somebody, and she says, I want to live all the time in New York, and you say, I want to live all the time in California, and you're not willing to compromise. You can't have part of a salary cap. Somebody in our group was Robert, as a matter of fact, who you've heard on here, was bringing up, well, there's these luxury taxes and severe penalties and blah, blah, blah. That's not a salary cap. That's a penalty structure. That's a luxury tax. You can choose to go over it and lose draft choices, do whatever you do, and that's up to you. And you can, the Red Sox do it, the Dodgers do it, the Yankees do it. You know, the high mucky mucks will do it, and other teams can't do it. You know, but on the other hand, there should be a salary floor, and there shouldn't be the tanking that we have.
That's just what I was going to say, Chris. There should definitely, if there's going to be a cap, there should be a floor, because you have some of these teams who their payroll is $30 million, and you know, then you have some that's $230 million, and when these teams get this money from the teams who do spend, they really need to put it back into their teams instead of just sitting there and doing nothing with it.
I would think that, in a way, the Orioles getting so, down to the... I mean, I don't even know who their manager is. He's certainly not an experienced manager.
Their manager is Brandon Hyde, the former bench coach for the Cubs.
Right, but he's not a major league manager. You always pay more for... When you paid Buck Showalter a lot more than that. So he's making money on, you know, whatever he gets is going to be gravy. He's going to still make money no matter what, because anybody who goes to that ballpark and is crazy enough to go see the Orioles, it's going to line his pockets, because he's not paying anybody anything. And they're just going, now they can say, oh, we're building and we're doing these things, and maybe they've got the right team in place, and you know, they've changed all the management team, and I get all that, and that's great. That's going to take a few years to come true, and it may. And there are teams that have won that way, like Houston made a couple of acquisitions at the end, and then Kansas City did too. But they built from within, and they built, you know, a farm system. And this is really a problem, where a hard cap is different. You know, you can't just go out and say, we want to sign this person for $330 million. You have to structure it. The other thing that she was concerned about, and I don't blame her, is hustle. You know, again, it's human nature. When you're 12 years away from your next contract, maybe you're never going to have another contract, because by the time he gets to that point, he'll be like 39. Why hustle? Why play when it's a little dubious? You know, if you're a little bit, you get a little hamstring thing, why play? You know, because after all, that's the one way you can lose the money, if you're injured. And yeah, you'll get a certain percentage when there's insurance on that. But that can run out after 2 or 3 years. You finally have to retire. You know, you can't stay on the books for 13, or in a roster spot and on the books. That's where one of the places it comes in. The other thing that the NFL does, which is even better than hockey and basketball, is they have non-guaranteed contracts, and you don't get the money right away. So
boy,
you only get a certain percentage of it.
Players wouldn't go for that, though.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, they will not. That
so
will not
my feeling about the baseball situation is there's more likely to be a baseball strike, and I'm not predicting there will be one because hopefully the two sides will not be that stupid. But it's one thing when you're sitting there negotiating with football, basketball, and hockey and saying what percentage of the pie of the player's going to get. 57 say the players, 53 say the owners, they agree with 55. Yeah, that's a number. You can move the number up and down. You can work that out. You can change it. But you can't say we're going to have this thing or we're not going to have this thing. Because if you have a salary cap, that's a total capitulation by the players. If you don't have it, that's a total capitulation by the owners. And that's really, people forget, but in 94, that's what happened. They tried to get a salary cap, and that's why it didn't fly, and we had no World Series that year.
That's right.
And any other baseball stuff?
Hey, no, one other thing.
Yeah.
One other thing. I've got one.
Good.
Right. So, with the Reds, are their top prospect, Nick Senzel, ready to play center field, ready to play, but they want to put him in the minor leagues for 2 weeks so they'll get another year of eligibility. Here we go
again.
There you
go. Cubs. There you go. And the reason they do this, for those who don't understand it, is you have 6 years of major league service time before you can become a free agent, and it's 3 years before arbitration. And what they can do is if they send this guy down, the Cubs did this with Chris Bryant. Their argument was that Chris Bryant needed to work on his defense. So they sent him down to Iowa here for a week and a half.
Right.
And then they said, oh, well, his defense is good enough. He's ready to go. And that's what the Reds will probably do, Bill. They'll send this guy down until whatever the arbitrary date is this year, and I'm not sure what it is, but they'll send him down until that. Then he'll be called up right away.
The other thing to know is that none of the changes that we've been talking about the last few weeks, just so nobody's confused about the DH, the pitch clock, anything that we've been talking about in the last few weeks will be happening until 2022, till the next labor. It's all off the table. They're not going to even try to talk about that stuff until the labor negotiations. So everything's staying as is. Maybe they can tweak some replay rules or something, which is fairly minor, but they're not going to do anything about a pitch clock or anything else. So if your baseball is safe for the next 3 years from craziness. And, you know, one of the things, too, that the players would have to argue about, remember people said, oh, it'd be great if we only brought up two or three players in September, you know, a call up to maybe 28 in the roster because that'll speed up the game. You won't have 40 people and 15 pitchers coming in and warming up and all this other. Well, that's fine, but the players have to accept that because that's service time. Yep. When you come up in September, that's a month of service time towards your 6 years, and if you don't get it, yeah, that's another year you have to wait. So that's another thing. Yep. I guess the other thing in baseball, and I don't know if anything's going to come of it, but we got a report that the Angels are talking about moving and building a stadium in Long Beach. Now, I don't know enough about Southern California to know what that would entail as far as...
It's in Orange County. Market. It's still in Orange County. Just like it's like 20 miles from... I think it's like 15 or 20 miles from Anaheim, what the source was telling us. And David, the ultimate sports fan, was our source. We'll let him know. But he also said they're looking... They are talking to Anaheim about a new stadium, but Long Beach is offering a waterfront stadium or something? Or?
That could be. Well, they probably have a Long Beach there, so they might. But, southwest of Anaheim, so it would be further, I would think it would be further away from the Dodgers, sort of get a little bit more into their own area.
And speaking of the Angels today, they are considering, apparently, offering Mike Trout a 10-year, $350 million deal. He still has 2 years before he can be a free agent, and I would be very surprised if he would take that at this point with the money that he could make on the free agent market.
I was listening to front office a little bit, Perry, which I know is your territory, but I got a chance to hear it this morning a little bit around between 11 and 12 Eastern, and they were saying that he's kind of limited when they can talk to him. He really doesn't want to talk now. He said maybe next off season, but he doesn't want to talk during the season. He doesn't want to talk during spring training, blah, blah, blah. So he's almost setting himself up for free agency. You know, that's the way they felt about it, that he really wants that. And what will the Angels do? Will they turn around and just trade him into this year's trade deadline where they figure, well, they've only got a year and a half left? And, you know, they could contend. I mean, they're not a bad team, but if they're not contending, is that what they'll do? You know?
They could. And the rumor, of course, with Mike Trout has been for a couple of years now that when he becomes a free agent, that he will likely sign with the Phillies because he's from that area.
Right, and then he'd be with Bryce Harper. And again, you know, that's another thing that you couldn't do that in a salary cap sport. It would just, you know, you have your big gun. You have your, you know, Tom Brady. Patriots can't go out and get, what's his name from Kansas City just because they want him for another quarter, Mahomes.
Yeah.
Just because they want him, you know. You can't stockpile like you can in baseball. So that's the crazy thing.
And so of course, if anybody has anything on baseball, real quick, raise your hand and we'll get right to you.
I think we can probably go to football now, right?
Quickly. But yeah, why don't you run down, Chris, what we have in the football world, and
again, Philadelphia. It's all Philadelphia all the time. Now, and it seems like every week we report the opposite thing, but Nick Foles is now not going to be franchised. And the idea is that he still is leaning towards going to Jacksonville, which the Eagles, he said he would not diss the Eagles by going to Washington. And I think Washington's just such a mess. People don't want to go to Washington. That owner is crazy, and the whole situation down there is crazy. So I don't think they have a lot of weapons to play with and so forth. Not that Jacksonville does either, but I think they feel with Coughlin, you know, it's a steady hand on the tiller, and people feel more confident about Jacksonville ultimately improving than you're going to get with Washington. So Nick Foles is not going to Washington, he says, but he will be a free agent. So he'll be a free agent, and March 13th is the day when people can start sign.
Our main reason actually came up with a thought. He was supposed to be here tonight, but I guess something happened. Our regular correspondent actually gave a thought on that, and it kind of makes sense that if he does not go to Jacksonville, for some reason the Philly is still not too sure on Carson Wentz, that he could end up back with them on an incentive-based situation. But more than likely, it's probably Jacksonville. That's the leading candidate. Maybe Miami, because Jacksonville has the most. I mean, but if they got a quarterback, they would be invincible. I mean, Blake Bortles is not doing it for them. That's probably where he's going.
Yeah, and they've got a good defense. You know, you can look at them as a good defense. Miami is just starting over with a whole new organization, and so do you want to be part of that? And not that they've got a great quarterback situation, but do you really want to be part of that? And then, Sean, you want to comment on this? Jason Witten coming out of the broadcast.
Jason Witten returned to the Dallas Cowboys. The experiment with Jason Witten, Booger McFarlane, Joe Tessitore, the new Monday night crew after John Gruden left, it was not working. Sean McDonough, of course, did it as a favorite at ESPN when Mike Tirico left. He stepped in, but he really wasn't feeling Monday Night Football. But this crew, Joe Tessitore, I'm not real impressed with him as a play-by-play guy. Jason Witten, I mean, it may not have all been his fault. It may just have been the whole thing. And then Booger McFarlane wasn't even in the booth. He was just kind of like sitting out there in the bleachers or something, just hanging with. I mean, it was really not great. But Jason Witten says, I guess after the pickup, you know, after the trades and everything that they've done, he says, hey, I got that fire. I want to come back with the Cowboys. So, I mean, and if nothing else, the rumor is he's coming back and eventually he may end up on the coaching staff, and that's why he's kind of sort of becoming a player coach. But, that's kind of what's going on.
And speaking of going, we are going to go to our friend Jamal. Jamal, come on in.
Yep.
Jamal?
Go ahead, Jamal.
Jamal.
Is he unmuted?
Hello.
There you are.
There you are.
A couple things here, if I may. First of all, about Nick Foles, Philadelphia, Jacksonville, what have you. Quite frankly, if I'm the Eagles, I'd seek to keep Nick Foles, try to get Carson Wentz healthy, maybe better off shipping off Carson Wentz than Nick Foles, in my opinion.
That's a thought.
You know, this reminds me of a situation that the St. Louis Cardinals
have already stated that's not what they're going to do. So
no, they don't want to do
it. Yeah, the St. Louis Cardinals had to face this situation in the '60s, and they made the wrong choice. Jim Hart was always getting hurt, and they kept him, and they shipped off Charlie Johnson to Denver. Not that he did that great, but he was a really good backup, and he'd come in, and they could win some games and stay in contention. Jim Hart kept getting injured, and the Cardinals, you know, had to struggle. So, yeah, I'm not confident in Carson Wentz staying healthy.
Right. Also, I was listening to CBS News, to CBS Radio last night, and they were talking about Kyler Murray possibly being the number one pick in the NFL draft.
I was going to get into that.
Talking about what teams, what teams would be interested in Josh Rosen, possibly. And he speculated possibly that Josh Rosen might be shipped out to a team like the Patriots or a team like the Giants.
Yeah, for seasoning. Yeah. In other words, not play for a year or two and learn under Brady or Manning or something. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've heard that because Cliff Kingsbury really likes Kyler Murray. He really likes him. And by the way, we found out this week the combine, Kyler Murray's 5'10", supposedly. 5'10
and
1'8".
And an 8.
Yeah, 5'10 and 8.
5'10
and an 8, yeah, so he is. But Kingsbury loves Kyler Murray, and he wants him in there. And that I've heard the Giants, that Rosen to the Giants is really, I mean, that one could get done probably by the 13th, so.
That's okay, we'll see about that. And then also, Johnny Manziel has been cut again by the Montreal Alouettes. And apparently whatever the issue is, other teams in Canada are prohibited from signing him. So he's out of the league.
And the Alliance of American Football, the Alliance, we'll just call them that. That's either the Alliance, because I like the name they call it. But they are looking into what the issue is and whether they would consider bringing him in, and if he did, because they like to put people in regional areas, it would probably be San Antonio.
Right.
You know, they look at the, you know, they look at that. But they want to check on that because they've never said what the violation was. It was an agreement between him and the CFL that he violated, and the CFL said nobody will pick him up. So
right, and we know he had a drinking problem, and there may have been a thing where they had to get approval from the league to even sign him, and the league may have been even involved in the kind of agreement that he had to sign that said, and he may have violated something of that sort.
And so
that may be
speaking of the Alliance, by the way, the Alliance is looking at expanding, and of course, as we know, they want to go to non-pro football cities, and some of the cities on the map are like AAA baseball cities. One of them is Des Moines, Iowa. So that would be interesting if Des Moines.
What kind of a field do you have there?
They would have to build. You know, if you want to play, they have an indoor football team now. So I mean, you'd probably have to field. Drake plays here. You know, on a college field. So I suppose they could use that.
Uh-huh. Well, it depends on how much it seats. How much it seats? Because I've also heard like Oklahoma City, Omaha, some of those type cities that they're looking at because, like I said, they want to be in that next level cities because they're trying to be an official NFL developmental league, it sounds like. It really
right.
sounds like that. But,
yep. And while we're on football, before we get into basketball and we lose track of it, there's Gary Dolphin news.
There is. Gary Dolphin will be returning once the basketball season ends. He will do spring football, and at least as it stands now, he will be back next year doing both football and basketball. So that's the news there. And also, before we go to basketball and hockey, Donald has his hand up again. So, Donald, go ahead real quick.
Yes, and I will be. Nick Foles. And it's interesting, if he winds up in Jacksonville, you know, the Eagles played Jacksonville last year. If he winds up in Miami, we play Miami this year.
That's right.
So yep. How about that?
You're right.
So they
right.
probably yeah. would prefer that he not wind up in Miami then.
Well, that would be interesting, though.
It would interesting, yep. Yes. So, Chris, how about before we get into all the basketball, we'll start with the hockey this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with the hockey first, then we'll get all the basketball stuff.
Okay, we can do that. No problem. Just got to grab the right thing, and we will be ready to go. Okay, here we go. The NHL standings going into today. Right. In the Atlantic Division, we have Tampa Bay with 104 points, the Bruins with 87. The Bruins had a nice win over them, 4-1 on Thursday night. And, hey, they're not going to come in first rounding. But it's nice to beat your potential opponent. That would be a potential second-round opponent. You like to have a win there, and they do. So that was good. Toronto, 84 in third place. Montreal, 77. Then we have Buffalo with 68. Florida, 67. Detroit, 55, and Ottawa, 49. In the Metropolitan Division, we have the Islanders with 81, Washington, 81, Carolina, 78. Now, Carolina has moved front and center in the playoff picture now. They've had a good last month or so, and they've really come along. Pittsburgh, 77, We have Columbus, 75. They'd be out of the playoffs if the season ended today, and they've been in every week we've done this. Philadelphia, 70. The Rangers, 64. And New Jersey, 58. So in the East right now, there's a tie for that last, for the wild card spot. So we'll have to just, so in other words, Tampa Bay, who's the top one, would be playing either Montreal or Pittsburgh. There's no way I know which one would get the number one wild card, number two. It doesn't matter. You know, that we've obviously got a month to go. But anyway, just at the moment, Tampa Bay could play Montreal or Pittsburgh. The Bruins would be hosting Toronto in the first round. In the other side, the Islanders would play the other team. So if Tampa Bay played Montreal, the Islanders play Pittsburgh, vice versa. We don't know. And then in the other Eastern series would be Washington and Carolina. So, yeah, Carolina has moved off the bubble and into prominent position here. So then we go to the Central Division. We have Winnipeg with 80. Nashville with 79. They've closed that gap a little bit. St. Louis with 74. Dallas, 71. Minnesota, 70. Colorado, 68. And Chicago, 63. And in the Pacific, we have Calgary at 89. San Jose at 84. Vegas Knights at 75, Anaheim at 69, Edmonton 63, Vancouver 63, and hang on a second. What did I say? That was Arizona. I'm sorry. You know what? It's San Jose 84, Vegas Golden Knights 75, Arizona, misread it, 69. Arizona's got 69. Then Edmonton 63, Vancouver 63, Anaheim 57, and the Kings 56, LA Kings. In the West, what you'd have right now, you'd have Calgary playing Minnesota as the second wild card team, and then you'd have San Jose and the Vegas Golden Knights as the 2-3 in that division, and then Winnipeg would be playing Dallas. And, of course, we've got battles for those wild cards. We can get into that as we get closer to the end, but Winnipeg and Dallas would be meeting, and then we have Nashville and St. Louis would meet. And so then we have some scores from today. We have the Washington beat the Rangers 3-2 in a shootout. We had Philadelphia over the Islanders 4-1. Vegas Golden Knights beat Vancouver 3-0. Anaheim beat Colorado 2-1. Ottawa beat Florida 3-2. And then the games that are underway now at 7, we had Winnipeg starting against Columbus at Columbus. 7:30, Nashville started against Minnesota. And then at 10, the late game tonight, Chicago at San Jose. So that's basically the hockey story.
Yeah. And if anybody knows anything about hockey, feel free to chime in and help, because obviously I don't. I can't even ice skate. So.
I can't ice skate either.
They lost me when they went when they stopped the double runners. That's when
yeah,
I lost.
Chris and Shelley are only – there are hockey people around here. Yeah.
Right.
Ooh. I would be considered what would be a casual hockey fan. You know, I'm a Blues fan, yes, but I would be a casual hockey fan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I watched a hockey game once.
All right, John. Okay. Let's go to the NBA, and we can do that fairly quickly, too, and then we can get into college basketball because there's a lot going on. In the East, in the NBA, and, of course, this is the whole conference. That's how you make it. Top eight, make it. Milwaukee, 48-15. Toronto, 46-17. Indiana, third at 41-23. Philadelphia, 40-23. This was going into today's games. The Celtics, 38-25, but we'll talk about them in a minute. They're number five. Number six, we have Brooklyn at 32-33. Then Detroit at 30-31. They had them mixed up in the paper, but when you're under 500, you have a higher percentage if you play more games. They'll get into the math. But Brooklyn is sixth. Detroit is seventh. Orlando is at 30-34. And those are the playoff teams. Then Charlotte, though, is 29-33. So they're just percentage points out of the playoffs in ninth. Miami, 28-34. So they're only a game out of the playoffs. Then it drops back to Washington at 25-37. We have Atlanta 21-42, Chicago 18-45, Cleveland 15-48, and we have the Knicks at 13-49. So if the season were to end today, the East pairings would be Milwaukee, the one seed, would be hosting Orlando. Philadelphia, the four seed, would be hosting the Celtics. Toronto, the number two seed, would be hosting Detroit. And we'd have Indiana hosting Brooklyn. So in the West, Golden State still on top at 44-19. Denver 42-20. Oklahoma City 38-24. Portland 38-24. So that's tightening up. You can see a change there. Portland could pass Oklahoma City. Houston 37-25. Again, this is before today's games. We'll run those scores down, talk about them a little bit. That's number five is Houston, 37-25. Utah, 36-26 in sixth place. San Antonio, number seven at 35-29. The last playoff spot is right now held by the Clippers at 35-29 also. So there's really a tie there. And then you drop down. Sacramento is 31-31. So there's a little gap there, three-game gap. Then the Lakers are down in 10th place at 30-33. LeBron's starting to grumble and mumble and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Not going to be in the playoffs this year, it doesn't look like. Minnesota, 29-33. New Orleans, 29-36.
Yeah.
Dallas, 26-35. We have Memphis at 24-39. And the Phoenix Suns, 13-51. And in the West, if it were to end today, let's see, we have... In the West, Golden State on as number one would face the Clippers. The four seed Portland right now would face Houston. But again, that's in flux. There's a real battle for third place with teams within a game of each other. So Portland is right now four and would meet Houston at five. Denver at number two would meet San Antonio at seven. And Oklahoma City at three for the moment would meet Utah at six. We may have some changes when we reconvene next week. Okay, here's our scores for today so far. We had Portland over Charlotte, 118-108 in Charlotte. We had Houston beat the Celtics, 115-104. The Celtics staved off national embarrassment for the second time this week. They got clobbered by Toronto on national TV on Tuesday, and they were down by 28 points at one point, 22 going to the fourth quarter. Made it a game, got it down to eight, so they didn't look as bad. But there's trouble in Celtic Nation. It is not going well. They're still fifth, and they're going to be no worse than fifth, but they're going to have to do a major reset to get ready for the playoffs. Now, I predicted this. I don't normally predict any NBA games, but I predicted this game when I did our basketball schedule for our sports group. I said Atlanta was going to beat Chicago today, and they did, 123-118. The reason I said that was because on Friday night, Chicago in Atlanta beat the Hawks. 168-161 in four overtimes. Luckily, they were both playing each other, so nobody had to do a back-to-back, and they were both on the same rest issue and all that. And that's really happened to be a good thing for for both teams. That was good. But I figured these teams are pretty comparable. They're, what did I say, 11th and 12th or 12th and 13th in the East or whatever. So I figured, okay, you beat me on my road floor. I'm mad now. I'm going to beat you. So that's what the Hawks did. They beat the Bulls 123-118. So if just picking a straight NBA game could win you something, might have won something, but I didn't. Okay. The Clippers beat the Knicks 128-107. At 6 o'clock, we had Orlando starting against Cleveland, Toronto against Detroit, Minnesota against Washington. At 7, we have Memphis and Oklahoma City, and that's the last NBA game for today.
Well, Trae Young of the Hawks must have still been tired from the other night, because early in the first quarter, he got into a fracas with one of the Bulls players and ended up getting ejected and was apparently yelling at the referees on his way down the tunnel, and he was ejected very early in the first quarter. So he must not have wanted to play today.
And James Harden is full. I mean, he is definitely pulling away as the MVP, I would say, so far, even though Houston's fifth place. But, I mean, what Harden's doing, his streak ended. But, I mean, he's really stepping out there, I think, right now.
The other one that's getting consideration, I think, is Giannis for the Bucks.
Giannis is getting him.
Because apparently the other day they were talking on the Celtics broadcast, and Maxwell was out. I don't know what his health issue is, but he is going to go on the West Coast trip, so it's a minor thing. But they had Brian Scalabrine there, and he was talking, and he was saying that there was a play where LeBron was trying to post up Giannis to push him out of the way and he couldn't move him. He said it was almost passing the torch, you know? So Giannis is right there, too. And, of course, the Bucks are number one in the East.
Yeah, Giannis schooled him in that play. I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, he just handled him there. And, the other news, of course, like you said, LeBron, he's basically being He's frustrated. He's not used to losing. Anthony Davis, Malvinoff again on LeBron's show, The Shop. Malvinoff basically trashing his owners, and his owners are saying, oh, we're only going to play him half the time. So just watch and see where this train wreck goes.
Okay, so let me give you some
before we go to college. We do have Jerry who wants to. So Jerry, go ahead.
Yep.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I was really surprised to hear last night. I was listening to the Warriors broadcast, and they put up. Last night was a historic day. 57 years ago, last night, Will Chamberlain scored 100 points for the Philadelphia Warriors, and they played to Bill Campbell. You know, how he called it. Oh, it's great to hear that again.
Oh, yeah. No, Bill Campbell was a great announcer. Did games for the Sixers and Warriors. He did the Phillies. He did the Eagles at various points. Did a lot of college basketball, and one of the best, and that's good to hear. And, yeah, that was a game. You know, nowadays that would be, and I'm sure there's some video of it here and there, but nowadays that would be all over the place. You know, no game is not televised, but it was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and on March 2nd, 1962, a Friday night. So, yeah. Okay, let me give you quickly, and then we can talk about the overall college basketball. I'll give you today's scores that we have, and then while you guys are talking, I'll see if I can get a BC score, because that was almost a final, and we may as well get that when we can. Okay, so earlier today, DePaul beat St. John's 92-83. We had UConn beat South Florida 60-58 at UConn. Louisville over Notre Dame. Notre Dame are the have-nots this year. One of the four or five have-nots in the ACC, and they were beaten 75-61 by Louisville. Wichita State beat SMU 67-55. Temple over Tulane 80-69. Big day in the AAC this Sunday. Creighton over Marquette. So Marquette's lost a couple this week, 66-60. Michigan beat Maryland 69-62 in the Big Ten. Washington over Stanford in the Pac-12. 62-61, a close one there. And Tulsa, in another AAC game, beat East Carolina 91-78. And while you guys start talking, I'll go get a BC final against Georgia Tech.
Well, while you're doing that, let's bring on Pierre. He raised his hand. So, Pierre, go ahead.
Well, okay, first of all, in the NASCAR race, truck race, Kyle Busch, Xfinity race, Kyle Busch, the Cup race was Joey Logano. But Chris was talking about basketball, and LSU beat Alabama. So now if they can just beat Florida Wednesday night and Vanderbilt Saturday night, they will win the SEC.
And then, of course, that's the goal in the tournaments that are starting, some of them this week, and the big tournament next week, the goal, of course, is to get into that top echelon so you don't have to, so you have to play the fewest games that's possible. Yeah. I know in the SEC and the Big Ten, you could play as many as five games in 5 days, and chances are that it's not going to win a tournament having to play that many games in a row.
Well, they say what LSU is shooting for is the double bye.
That's correct. In the SEC, that's
top four, right?
Yeah, because it's going to be in some order. It's going to be LSU, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and then of course you have a lot of teams fighting for that fourth double bye. And Ole Miss, of course, did not help itself yesterday, losing on the road to Arkansas by 1 point. Mississippi State losing to Auburn didn't help its case. So, but for those double byes, you've got a lot of teams that are shooting for that last double bye in the SEC.
And whoever comes out of the SEC, Tennessee, Kentucky, LSU, whoever comes out, especially Tennessee or Kentucky, that is going to be that number one seed, probably along with Virginia, Duke, and Gonzaga, which Gonzaga, for the fourth year in a row, went undefeated in the West Coast Conference, clinching their title, probably knocking St. Mary's out of the tournament, unless St. Mary's somehow does well in the West Coast Conference tournament, which starts Saturday night, by the way. So anyway,
The final on the BC game against Georgia Tech down in Atlanta, Georgia Tech beat BC 81-78 in overtime. So That's a bad loss for BC trying to get in the NIT. Georgia Tech's not going anywhere, but that's a bad loss for BC about the NIT as well.
And yesterday some other big upsets. I mean, Indiana not going to the tournament this year. Bill's Hoosiers taking down Michigan State. Man.
For the second time.
For the second time this season, they took them down. And then you got, of course, Utah State probably playing their way into the tournament. Nevada, they were, you know, top seed, you know, top 10 team. Nevada going down to Utah State last night. And Central Florida, which their team is playing their way into the tournament, taking down number 8 Houston. Those are some big scores. Texas
also,
and Oklahoma.
Also, Sean, Rutgers beat Iowa. That was a bad loss for the Hawks.
That was a bad loss for Iowa. And then Texas and Oklahoma with their wins, Texas beating Iowa State at home, and Oklahoma with their win. I mean, you know, probably playing their way into being on that bubble, getting back into the tournament again. You have, of course, a team to watch out for. Number 24 team in the country. You always talk about the Cinderella teams. Wofford, who they're in the Southern Conference. Southern Conference doesn't usually get more than one team. They're one of those lower tier, not bottom five, but they're kind of in that 15 to 20 range. You know, different teams have come out of there. Chattanooga, Davidson used to be in there, I believe. But Wofford, a team who, for the first time, even if they don't win their tournament, the Southern Conference could have an at-large bid. And that hasn't, which, I saw the power rankings of the conferences. I checked those out. The power rankings of how they're ranking them, and this is before today, of course. This is as of yesterday. The Big 12 is ranked number one. ACC 2, SEC 3, Big 10 4, Big East 5, the America 6, Mountain West 7, the West Coast 8, the Pac-12 9, and they're lucky if they get two teams in. And, of course, the Atlantic 10, who another conference has gotten three or four teams in there, but they, you know, they're ranked, those are your top 10 as far as your power.
Yeah. Ranking. Normally the Atlantic 10 is six, 5, 6, 7, somewhere in there.
Yeah, and, definitely the Pac-12 is the worst of the three of the three Western conferences. I mean, the Mountain West and the West Coast are definitely ahead of the Pac-12 right now. I mean, there were times when the SEC could barely get three teams in, and now they're projecting 8 teams from the SEC,
right?
Eight from the Big 12. I'm thinking 7 from the Big 12. Big 10, probably 6. Big East got 5 or 6. Mountain West is going to have probably at least 3. West Coast, probably two in the West Coast. But yeah, you're going to see a lot of the America. The America is going to have 4 because you got Houston, Cincinnati, Central Florida, and Temple starting to play their way in there. That's a team. That's a sleeper team that's coming. You know, and Central Florida, hey, not just football school. No, they're not just your football national champions. You know, they're sneaking in there basketball.
And we
on a one-game losing streak in football, by the way.
And anyway, we do have, by the way, the tournaments, the postseason starting this week, and the two notable ones that we have early on would probably be the Ohio Valley. Everybody says that should be a great tournament. And then
Belmont, Murray State, two teams that have always given trouble, chaos in the tournament.
Then we have the Missouri Valley.
Give us a little rundown on Northern Iowa yesterday, Perry, because you were saying this is crazy when it comes to tournament time.
Yeah, the Missouri Valley season ended yesterday, and of course the top two finishers were Loyola Chicago, number one. They tied with Drake, but Loyola will get the number one seed because they beat Drake head-to-head. So, interestingly enough, though, the teams in the Missouri Valley were so bunched up that Northern Iowa yesterday was playing Indiana State, and they lost to Indiana State. But if they would have won the game, they'd have finished in third, and they finished in sixth. But if everybody would have won ahead of them, they could have finished as low as eighth. So that tells you from third to eight, all those teams were bunched together like that.
And by the way, when we come back next week, you will have your two, because the Ohio Valley Championship, I believe, is Saturday, and the Missouri Valley is on Sunday. So we will have at least two automatic bids.
And, of course, the Missouri Valley will be on CBS television. Interestingly enough, they are not on Westwood One anymore. Westwood One used to do the Missouri Valley final, but they do not do it anymore. But it is on CBS television next Sunday, and I believe it would be about a 2 o'clock Eastern time start.
Yes, it is, and the Ohio Valley, of course, is on one of the ESPN family of networks on Saturday night. I think ESPN2. Don't quote me on that, but...
We had a question from a guy, and I think we should talk about this, Perry. We had a question from a guy, Chris, in Indiana, and I don't know if it was kind of intended for the show, I think, so we'll bring it up here. Because we're not sure if he's in our group on our phone system. But anyway, So he was talking about TuneIn Live, and he's very happy with it. He was talking about in comparison to using with Miss A and using Sirius XM on that. And his points were good. He said, you know, you could just ask for a team. It's a lot easier to do. And some games for a while were not covered on Sirius XM. Now they're pretty much, I think, there. But that's fine. But he was asking about college basketball. And he wanted to know if you could ask, get the local stations or get the teams during the NCAA tournament. And the answer is basically no. But if you have, you won't be able to do it with Miss A or anything like that, because all there is the Westwood One March Madness skill that you can open. And that'll start to be in effect even this week, probably with some tournament games and maybe some championship games and whatever, as certainly going into the week after this coming week. But the thing that you can't get the local stations because they're not supposed to stream, but some of them do. So what you have to do is if you've got a computer or if you've got a stream, Victor Stream, you look for these flagship stations or network stations sometimes. All the tune-in channels will not be running, the ones that are exclusively for your Florida states or your whatever you want to name. You know, those will not be working. They would definitely not work. But if you find a flagship for a given team, it may stream, or a network affiliate may stream. They're really not supposed to, but they do. We know Wichita State has always streamed. We know Villanova, 610 in Philadelphia, stream just for two. So they're pretty reliable. Some come, and we've also had days when they started and then they stopped. Or they, yep, they did it, you know, and it weren't streaming and then started. So you just, you know, hang loose. You just look around, know your flagships if you can. And now the conference tournaments will be fine on Sirius XM. They should be fine. I imagine that what they'll do, because they can this year with the Power 5 conferences, is to have those internet channels available so you may be able to get both feeds. I'm just guessing. Why not do it for that if you did it for the regular season? So
now,
why not
thing,
if you, you know, if Penn is playing 7, it used to be 7 would be the only one you'd hear. Now perhaps you'll be able to hear 7 and 10 speed.
Unless it's got on like ESPN Radio or Westwood One or something like
Westwood
that.
Westwood One or
Compass.
One of those, yeah.
Now, thing, I was talking back and forth with Chris in Indiana earlier today, and there is a skill, and if you have not enabled it, you may want to, just in case you need it. It is Compass Media Networks, and they have a college football skill and a college basketball skill, and we do have some background noise, so if you're talking in the background, please mute or something. You may want to enable those skills, whether it be the basketball one or the football one, because Compass does cover the entire Big Ten tournament, and they are also having the A-10 championship game this year. So you may want to get that skill, and they do carry some of the big football games too during the season. So
now during the conference, and I want to clarify this because there was a little confusion in our sports group during the conference tournaments, and I just mentioned what Sirius XM may or may not do with those, but your stations that have been carrying them all year should still carry the conference tournament games. And they tune in, if you've got those tune-in channels on your stream or on your computer, they should work for conference tournaments because there's really no extra blackouts for the conference tournaments. It's really the NCAA where you start to run into it.
That is correct. But like I say, I would enable those Compass Media Network skills because you may need them for, you know, something or another. But
they do baseball too, don't they?
They might.
I don't know if Compass does or not.
They were for a while, a couple of years ago, weren't they? And did that go away? There was like a Friday night baseball game or something on there. I don't remember now exactly.
But I know they do college football, and because they do the Big Ten championship game in football. So, and normally SiriusXM will pick a channel. Usually it's 84, and they'll put the entire Big Ten tournament on that channel. So,
right,
yes. And will anybody on our panel out there have anything to say? Anything on anything we've been talking about? Anybody?
We got,
got about 2 minutes.
We got a 314 area code.
Oh, Missouri, St. Louis. Okay. Hello, 314.
Hello, everybody. It's been a while since you've heard from me. This is Leonard.
Hey, Leonard, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. What's up?
I came in tonight. I don't know if anybody's talked about it. But as of Friday, we had the death of Lulu Harwell, who was the wife of Ernie Harwell.
That's too bad.
Passed away Friday.
Okay. I had not heard that. Wow. How old was she, do you know, Leonard?
She was 99.
My goodness. Oh. Good for her. Wow. They were married a long time, weren't they?
Yes, they were. They got married in around 1940.
There you go.
Thank you for that news. I had not heard that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
That's great. Of course, Leonard is actually from Michigan originally. He's living in St. Louis now, but he's from Michigan. So I'm not surprised Leonard came in with information about something going on in Michigan, because I'm sure you still keep in touch with stuff over there, right?
I most certainly do. Go Blue.
Hey, there you go.
All right, well, let me see. All right,
we're right at the three-minute mark right now. Am I correct?
You're correct.
You can wander through it this time, Sean.
All right, well, folks, we want to thank everybody for listening, even those who didn't chime in that were in here listening, like Shelley. She was very quiet this time. I mean, that's
so unusual. I can't believe it.
I know.
We will give her credit, though, because Shelley did mention before the show that we should talk about the salary cap. So that was really, in all fairness, that was her topic.
That was a good call.
Yeah,
on Shelley's part.
Good job there, Shelley. Good job. Thank you for that one. But Shelley, Jerry, want to thank Jerry for checking in. Jamal, Donald,
our new guy,
caller,
Don.
Leonard,
Don from Pennsylvania. Yep.
Pierre with our updates. You know, even though, like I said, Pierre's not doing too well because he lost 3 games to Texas.
We're not worried about that. We're worried about basketball right now.
By the way, Pierre, did you see Ole Miss had a walk-off home run yesterday, and they swept Long Beach State 3-0 this weekend?
All right.
Yep. But anyway, we do want to thank everybody, and we do also want to wish our buddy, our longtime supporter Scott, a speedy recovery. It's going to be a bit because you're in the hospital, double pneumonia, you never know, probably some rehab. But you can still listen to the Sports Lounge Live. Anybody who cannot check it out right now, just go to legendoldies.com, look up today's date, or any date of any past one, and download it, or type in your podcatcher, worldwide, all one word, space legend, and then select Sports Lounge Live, or on your Miss A, just say play worldwide legend podcast, and then just keep going next and next till you get to Sports Lounge Live, or you can stop at All Things Radio and listen to them and the Coffee Club, which would recommend doing that, and now, like I said, right now it is 773-572-7715 is where you can leave a message, and that is also where you'll be able to hear Sports Lounge Live on the phone. But hit pound key to skip over to leave a message. Don't mark it private.